Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
While you may see Michelle Obama around Boston today, Facebook's data breach worse than we thought, and who's rumored to be on that special twist season of Dancing with the Stars? Melissa has the juice coming up.
Is there a woman in the industry not having sex with Cardi B's man?
Wiki has your sports.
And you better get down to Fenway because it could be the last day of Yawkey Way.
But first, it is opening day at Fenway, and there's a lot of new things at Fenway Park for the new season. Including new expanded safety netting, dugout style seating, and they have some new food options, which I always like to hear about. Ooh. Some of the options include cookie dough ice cream, creme brulee French toast. Eating French toast at a baseball game just seems so bizarre to me. The new Sam Deck will serve Boston Lager and beer-infused beef chili. They'll have lobster nachos, fried lobster mac and cheese balls, and crab rolls.
Killing the sport.
Sounds good.
I just want to recap. This is one of the smallest parks left in baseball with the most cramped seats.
Right.
And they're just trying to make you fatter.
And really? They're giving you...
That's an interesting perspective.
They're giving you all this bougie food. And like you said, it's the stadium is from, what, 200 years ago? It's like...
And if you... ooh, tradition. Who cares about tradition, man?
Build a new stadium.
And if you're lucky enough to go to the game, they are asking fans to be seated by 1:15 for the festivities. Well, former First Lady Michelle Obama is in town today. She'll be headlining the 29th Annual Simmons Leadership Conference, which is the longest-running women's leadership event in the U.S. Obama was chosen because she's a passionate and tireless champion of women, families, and young people. Well, it looks like the Facebook data breach was worse than first reported. Yesterday, Facebook said that Cambridge Analytica may have had information on about 87 million Facebook users without their knowledge. They had previously said that number was 50 million. So Facebook's also saying that starting next week, they're going to begin telling people if their information was shared with Cambridge Analytica, and they'll also no longer allow apps to see users' personal information.
It's like, thanks. Well, once you tell me, hey, by the way,
what do I do with that?
Yeah, exactly. By the way, you suck. Come on.
And new twist on Dancing with the Stars this year. Rumor has it that the upcoming season will be the first all-athletes season. And the rumored athletes they have so far include Tonya Harding.
Why do we continue to make this woman out to be a hero?
Because she nailed that triple axel, Melissa, like a champ.
Melissa, people are absolute hypocrites.
I don't understand it at all.
Also, Olympic figure skater Adam Rippon and Olympic snowboarder Jamie Anderson are rumored to be on the show, but the full cast will be announced on GMA on Friday, April 13th. All right, here is Melissa with the juice.
All right, Drake's dad is a dirty old man. Tiffany Haddish is speaking out about the night she met Drake at a charity event, and he introduced her to his dad, who then started talking to her about life and if she had kids or wanted kids, and she was like, well, I do, just not right now. To which he responded, well, if you need any help tonight or anytime in the next 2 to 3 years, I'm available. Damn. And when she told Drake about his dad and what he had just done, Drake was like, oh, my dad's doing that again. So it's kind of like an ongoing thing. Like, yeah. Drake's dad is the dirty old man.
Tiffany Haddish needs to watch out, man. No one's going to trust her.
What?
She's just ratting everyone out.
She's a snitch.
Yeah, she likes to tell everybody's secrets. Imagine finding out you got beef with a dead guy. Liner notes for Tupac's fifth album, the Machiavelli album, have been released, and it's a one-page handwritten note that takes shots at almost every important figure during the East Coast-West Coast feud of the 90s. Diddy and Biggie for remaining silent while quietly conspiring my downfall. Mobb Deep for opening your mouth and letting me squash your no-record-selling asses. And even Dr. Dre, who he calls gay in the very derogatory word. Other targets, Jay-Z, Nas, De La Soul, Lil Kim, Wendy Williams, and Faith Evans. And the notes go up for auction on the 11th with a starting bid of $30,000.
Well, I mean, besides Biggie, I mean, I would say everybody else won the battle because Tupac's a dead guy.
Damn. Oh, and Cardi B needs to check her man again. Word is Offset cheated on Cardi again, this time with Instagram model Lyra Galore, who in the past she's been linked to Justin Bieber, to Drake. She was engaged to Rick Ross. And the famous website Famalist.com claims they have images of Offset in a hotel room partying with Lyra and another woman, and they all definitely had sex, according to this website. And seeing as Cardi is allegedly pregnant and due this summer, this can't be good news for her to hear. And Offset has recently tweeted that his focus is his music, his family, Cardi, and the fans. Everything else is noise. Have a blessed day. Here's Wiggy with sports.
The Celtics, they lost to Toronto yesterday, 96-78. The Bruins, they'll take on Florida tonight at 7:30 in Florida. And it is, yes, the Red Sox home opener today. Get down to Fenway Park. Enjoy the festivities. Walk down Yawkey Way because this might be the last time you get to walk down it because of the name change that is going to be coming. They're going to change the name. And what I'm hearing, rumors, Yawkey Way could be changed to Boston Avenue.
I like that.
All right.
Better than, what was it, Jersey, what they were trying to do before? Something like that. Yeah.
Someone who's not from Boston might get offended. We should just name it.
Oh, God.
Everybody is a great dandy person, and it rains lollipops. Yeah. Boulevard.
Did you like Boston Avenue?
Boulevard.
You like Boston Avenue?
I do.
I can take it. I mean, I'll take Yawkey. I really don't care.
Right.
Well, everybody was a racist back in the day.
The reason why is I just made that up.
Oh, really?
I thought Boston Avenue style, the nice Boston Way.
It would work.
It would say, yeah. That's what I'm saying. David Price will take the hill tonight. So get down to Fenway Park, enjoy the $25 lobster and steak that you can get, and watch the Red Sox blow out the.
Go ahead, name it. You don't even know who they're playing.
I was thinking about something else.
They'll blow out
the Tampa Bay.
There you go.
I knew it was but I was thinking about something else. So yes, get down there, watch them blow out Tampa Bay like they did the first four games of their season opener. And that is your sports.
Sunny and windy for opening day today. 44 for your high. Clear and windy tonight. 28 for your low. And windy and cloudy with periods of rain in the afternoon. Tomorrow, there may be some snow mixed in. 40 for your high. Right now, it is 33 degrees.